Gwen Uten with the VOA Special English Health Report. Coffee, tea, and soft drinks usually contain caffeine. Caffeine is also found in chocolate, in medicine for colds, and in drugs that keep people awake. In the United States, adults who use products with caffeine get an average of about 280 milligrams a day. This equals the caffeine in about 2 large cups of coffee. A report this month in the Journal of the American Dietetic Association says adults drink nearly half the coffee they did 50 years ago, but they still get most of their caffeine from coffee. In general, the more people drink, the more severe the effects if they miss a day. Yet a recent report says people who drink as little as 1 cup of coffee a day can become dependent on caffeine. In fact, it says caffeine withdrawal should be listed as a mental disorder. Researchers examined more than 60 studies on caffeine withdrawal from the last 170 years. They identified several common effects, such as headaches and sleepiness. Some people have difficulty thinking. Others get angry easily or become very sad. The researchers found that half the people suffered headaches if they did not have caffeine. 13% had a more serious problem. They were unable to work or do other normal activities. These problems generally resulted 12 to 24 hours after stopping caffeine. Ronald Griffiths of Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, led the study. He noted that caffeine is the most commonly used stimulant in the world. A stimulant produces a temporary increase in energy. The good news is that people can free themselves of caffeine dependence. The researchers say people should slowly reduce the amount of caffeine in their diet. The report appeared in the journal Psychopharmacology. The report published by the Dietetic Association is based on a national continuing study of what Americans eat. Researchers from the University of Vermont and the University of Maryland say almost 90% of adults have caffeine in their diet. So do 76% of children, mostly from soft drinks. After coffee, tea used to provide the second most caffeine for men age 18 to 54 and women 18 to 34. But tea is now third behind soft drinks. This VOA Special English Health Report was written by Geraldine Watson.